Good morning, church. If I haven't met you yet, my name is Tim Park. Usually during this service, I am hanging out with middle school and high schoolers. And because of that, I only know one way to communicate, and that is to middle schoolers and high schoolers. So it is group participation today. I'm going to need all the kids and all the kids at heart to help me out with today's message. So there will be some moments where I'm going to need you guys to be a part of this. And I think it's awesome that we announced that Pastor Shep is going to be our speaker at Fall Retreat because he talks about the talk back church. So church, we got a little talking back to do today, all right? Hope you guys are with me. Hope you're awake. I am overtired and over-caffeinated for you guys this morning, so this should be fun. I have a question, though, for you. Anybody here like comics? Anybody? All right. You guys, kids at heart, you have whiteboards. Very important question. Marvel or DC? Write it on your whiteboards. Write it on your whiteboards. Marvel or DC? I need to know where we stand as a people. All right, kids, show me your boards. Who do we got? All right, I see a Marvel. Got a couple DCs. Marvel, all right. Looks to be a fairly good split. Excellent. Good. Who likes the heroes or the villains in a story? Heroes? Yeah, sometimes the villains are kind of cool too, aren't they? Who likes it when the characters in a story get to go on a mission or a quest? Who likes that? Do you like it when your heroes have something big to accomplish? All right. Well, today's topic and the start of this series is called To Be Continued. And that's one of the things that happens at the end of a comic book. If you grew up with actual comic books, you get to the end of one of these epic quests or missions or big stories, and the comic book would end with to be continued. And you'd have to wait. I know this is a foreign concept to many people today. You'd have to wait like a whole month or longer to get the next installment of the story. Good news is we don't have to wait today, but we are going to be going over this story for the next couple of weeks. But today is an origin story. Who likes origin stories like in the Marvel Universe or DC Universe? Origin stories are some of my favorite because they tell us how a hero became a hero. So today's origin story is going to start in Egypt, in slavery and bondage, and it's going to cover 40 years of wandering, of challenges, of trouble. And when we get to the part where the origin story kind of before the flashback, right? That's how origin stories work. Like they start kind of in the middle and there's sometimes a flashback and then they finish. We're going to start in that middle section. And this is what has just happened. The superhero of all superheroes of the Old Testament, Moses, has died. And his protege, his sidekick, his assistant, his Robin to Batman is about to take over. I see this moment a lot like when Tony Stark passed away and passed on the Iron Spider suit to Spider-Man. I kind of feel like that's where we find our hero, Joshua, in that moment. Maybe a little overwhelmed, certainly up to the task, but it's a big moment. And it is funny how God works through these messages. I know other speakers have shared this with you, but Trevor asked me to be on the schedule for today, January, February of this year. And we were still working out what the sermon was going to be about. And here we show up at this moment. And can I just tell you, this last month for me has been about a lot of change and a lot of challenges. I'm by trade, I'm a car salesman. And I was only in my store selling cars for 4 days this month. I was either at training or I kind of got ushered into a management position completely unexpectedly for the last 2 weeks of the month. And if you guys have seen in the news, the auto industry has been shut down because of some computer hackers. So it was probably the most stressful time to say, hey, Tim, want to train to be a manager? none of our computers work. It was a good couple of weeks. So as I'm prepping for this message, I'm like, all right, God, I get it. This one's for me too. I understand. But I can't tell you how many times that is true. Something that gets put in motion months before ends up being just perfect. And that's kind of how I felt about preparing for this. So where are we with the Israelites? Where are they at this moment? They are standing at the borders of the promised land and looking over into it. And they are about to go through a big transition. Because for 40 years, what have they been? Actually, even before 40 years, they have been slaves. They've been in bondage. They're about to become free and an established people in their own land. This is a big moment. Maybe for us, it might be like going from being an apartment living to buying our first home. That's a big transition, a big step, right? Or maybe it's you're finally leaving the dating world and you found that partner you're gonna spend the rest of your life with and you're entering into that marriage covenant, and that's a big step. Maybe you have finally gotten the discipline to become free from your debts and you're financially free, and that's a big switch for how you're living life. Or like in our superhero stories, maybe you're going from an orphan to a vigilante like Batman. Joshua and his people, the Israelites, are on the verge of something big. So who is Joshua? What's his origin story? So as I mentioned, he was born in Egypt in slavery. As a very young man, the Exodus happened, and he got to watch God do miraculous things to free his people from Egypt. And then he was part of the young generation that was wandering in the desert, and he watched the adults kind of keep getting it wrong. He watched them stumble time after time. He was taken up as a young protege by Moses. Moses mentored him and poured into him. He was probably just a couple hundred feet down from the top of the mountain when Moses received the Ten Commandments. He was with Moses for that. And then he walks down to see the Israelites, you know, doing what they do all the time, completely disobeying God and sinning. At the age of 40, young man that he was at 40, he was one of 40 spies that went into the promised land with Caleb, and they were only two guys. Joshua and Caleb came back with positive reports. They're like, this place is gonna be awesome. And the other 38 were like, we're doomed. So kids, next whiteboard assignment, draw me something that makes you nervous or something that you're a little afraid of. Draw me a quick picture of something that makes you nervous. And while you're doing that, adults, imagine this. You have just been asked to take over for the greatest leader the Israelites have had to this point. And your first task is to conquer many nations, something Moses couldn't do. The great Moses, the parter of the Red Seas, the striking the rock and bringing water forth, the great Moses couldn't accomplish this task, and now it's your job. What are some things you guys have a little bit of nervousness about? Let me see your boards. Spiders, I'm right with you there. All right. Anybody else afraid of spiders? I am. It's weird though, because my favorite, does that say batting? Yeah, I can understand that. Getting in the batter's box? Yeah, that's a little scary. All right, you guys are doing such a great job. Thank you so much. Some people might be afraid of different animals. Yep. So here's the real story though. Joshua at this point is probably closer to retirement than he is to starting a career. Can you guys imagine what would happen if after the first introduction of Batman, Robin took over? Probably wouldn't be as cool of a comic book series. And that's kind of where Joshua finds himself. He's kind of like Robin taking over for Batman, or Falcon taking over for Captain America. Or how about you taking over for your parents? How does that make you feel? Not good. Thank you for that answer. So our first passage is going to be Joshua 1. So if you guys want to open your Bibles, This is another thing I'm not going to make you do. So normally at the loft, when we read, we assign reading verses to different students. They have to stand up and read out loud. Adults, take a deep breath. I'm not making you do that. Okay, you're okay. I promise. But I do want you guys to be looking at this together with us. Joshua 1, 1 through 4. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. Whew. Just like that. You guys have been wandering for 40 years. Let's go. So the series that we're talking about is To Be Continued. This is Moses' To Be Continued story. This is where Joshua picks up the story. In this series, we're going to follow the Israelites and Joshua as they set out on their epic quest to get their promised land. This is not going to be a story that's going to be for the faint of heart. There will be challenges in this series. You will see the Israelites face huge obstacles. Now, kids, this is where I'm going to need your help. Clear your whiteboards. Adults, you can participate too. The next passage that we're going to read in Joshua is going to reveal our big topic for this message. And I want to see if you can guess it. So as we're reading the passage, write down what you think our big topic is. And kids, if you need help, ask an adult next to you. If you know what it is, tell them, write it on my board for me. All right? So we're going to read the next passage. It's going to be Joshua 1, 5 through 9, and see if you can pick up what you think the big idea for today's message is. So starting in verse 5. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give to them. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. All right, kids. Who thinks they know what our big idea is? All right, you got it right. Yep, I see lots of good answers. All right, kids, when I point to you, I want you to shout out what our big idea is. Ready? One, two, three. I knew I could count on you guys. Thank you. Be strong and courageous. Now, again, because I spend most of my time hanging out with students and I am essentially a giant child, we are going to say that phrase, be strong and courageous, for the rest of the service. When I point to you, church, you need to shout, be strong and courageous. So we're going to practice, because I know the kids can do it. I know they're capable of it, but can the rest of you join them? So ready? One, two, three.
Be strong and courageous.
All right. You guys are good. I like it. God promises are even bigger than we can imagine, and we just have to. You guys got to pay attention. You never know when I'm going to point. Even Joshua, who had shown his courage so many times, he snuck into the foreign promised land by himself and scouted it out and came back ready to go. This was a brave man. He had already shown his worth as a soldier, as a leader. He had to be reminded three times in this passage, too. But here's the good news. Thankfully, right now at this moment, we are not being asked the same thing Joshua is being asked. We are not being asked to take over a region of the world. But maybe we're being asked something different. Maybe we're being asked to have integrity at work. Adults, I know this has probably happened to you. It's happened to me where they're just kind of pressuring you to bend the rules a little bit, to maybe look the other way. Students, how about engaging and befriending the one awkward kid? I know we're asking you to do that all the time as leaders. It's a challenge. Maybe it's just sharing your faith with that person in your life that you just haven't done it with yet. Those are scary moments. But what does God ask us to do? Maybe you're on the verge of escaping some kind of captivity, be it from an addiction or maybe it's financial freedom. Maybe you're on the verge of making that final, of taking that step into freedom. And God's asking us to... Kids, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. So here's what this doesn't mean. God wasn't asking Joshua to stand up in front of everybody and go, hey, just in case you forgot, I'm the super spy, soldier boy, apprentice of Moses. Y'all better shape up. He didn't ask Joshua to flex. He's not asking us to go around showing our good grades or our diploma. He's not asking us to tout our accomplishments or to make sure people know just how great we are. He's also not asking us to fake it till we make it. He's asking us to what? All right. And the word strong that's used in this text is H-A-Z-A-Q, hazak. And it means to hold on to something tight and not let go. I brought something with me that I've held on to for a great number of years. It's the first cross I got as a young man, and I've had it, well, now for about 34 years. I did the math last night. I've held on to this cross because I got it at a point in my life when I had decided to follow Jesus, not just because it's what my family did, not just because it's what I felt was right. It was because I desperately wanted to. So I've held on to this cross through moves, through basic training, through marriage, through buying a house, through job changes, through the birth of my son. I've held on to this cross. Kids, do you have anything you hold on to? Anything that, you know, when you're feeling anxious or nervous, you go to? Maybe it's a stuffed animal. I wasn't going to do this, but I am going to embarrass my son. He had a blankie, his Lello Lanky. And he held on to that thing so tight, it is now simply just a shredded rag. The strength that God gives us comes from holding on tight to his word. Let's review that. In Joshua 1:8, the Lord says to Joshua and the people, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything that it says. Then you will be prosperous and successful. God is telling Joshua to keep his word, the law, with him always, on his mind, his lips, and his heart. The word meditate in this passage, this was a really cool bit of research, means to growl over it like a lion over his prey. Anybody in here ever get hangry? Anybody ever try to take your snacks when you're hangry? Yeah, that's the kind of meditation effort God wants of us in his word. Kids, if you came in, you might have gotten a little baggie of Gobstoppers. And if we remember the everlasting Gobstopper story, God wants us to have his word with us at all times, to be holding on to it, to be savoring it like a Gobstopper that will never end. Being strong and courageous requires holding tight to God's word. I hope you guys are getting kind of how the big idea and the point of this message are coming together. Reading God's word, meditating on it, isn't just a box we check. It's not just something that we do. It is spiritual food. It is sustenance. It is that desperately needed snack when you are hangry. In Psalms 119, verse 105, it says this, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." In 103, it says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." These verses talk about how our bodies need food and our soul needs God's word. And he knows best. He made us. So Joshua is standing on the border of the promised land. He's looking over the River Jordan, and he's observing this moment. And in 3 days, God has said they're going to cross the Jordan and begin their quest. And what must they do at that moment? Oh, you were sleeping. You thought I was done with pointing. And in that moment, God says, "Keep my word close, read it, listen to it, feed on my word." Because will it be hard at times? Yes, yes, it will. But will there be obstacles? Yes. Come on, you guys can do better than this. Will there be villains and enemies and adversaries? Yes. Will they succeed? Well, to be continued. This series takes us through this story, this journey of Joshua and the Israelites on their journey to the promised land. But I have a question for you. How can you hold tight onto God's word in preparation for this journey? One of the ways you can do that, we have very, very colorful and wonderfully produced reading guides for this message series. You can't lose these. They're stinking bright. Get one. Read it. Do you have a Bible? If you don't, come see me at the end of service. You will have one today. If you have to, read alone. If that doesn't work, find some friends, your pets, strangers. I don't care. Read the Bible. Read through these stories with us on this journey, because God has asked us to do what? And how does a person get strong? Kids, what do you have to do in order to be strong? What do your parents tell you? Eat your veggies. Eat your carrots, drink your milk, eat your food. You have to finish all the food on your plate, right? Yeah. Right, that's because your parents want you to grow up to be strong. And just like you have to eat your dinners and your food, we have to feed on the word. Trevor loves the Bible app. If he was up here, he'd be saying, use the Bible app. Because on the Bible app, you can have the scripture read to you. So for those of you that don't like reading, you can have someone else read it to you. The next part of this is, do you understand it and obey it? That takes a little more work. That takes a little more investment. See, even when it's hard. So in other words, when it gets tough, when the Bible is hard to chew on, what are you going to do? You're getting it. You're getting it. So it's important to hold tight onto God's word. And following it is something that has to be done. And you know what? The interesting part is it's often done with others. So as you are chewing on the word, reading the passages that we're going to be sharing together through this series, it might get hard, but be strong and courageous. Have those moments. Lean on each other. Share the word together. If you have a friend group that you text with regularly, send them that message. Send them that word. Just copy and paste it. We have these great tools of technology to be in the word together. We need to use them. So finally, guys, I want to pray for you. I got to admit that graduation ceremonies are hard for my wife and I because the feeling that parents have when their kids graduate, we get to re-experience every year. And the last couple years have been the most challenging for us in this ministry because the graduates that are coming through now are students that we've had since the beginning. They've been with us since they entered middle school. And it's watching them grow up and it's watching them take those steps. And it is amazing. And I hope that they can be strong and courageous. So would you pray with me, church? Bow your heads, please. Father God, we are so grateful and so blessed to have you as part of our journey, to be able to follow after you, to be strong and courageous in your presence. We ask that you just help us to seek out your word with a hunger that isn't satisfied by a simple little bit of effort, but that we just keep coming back to your word, that we keep feeding on it over and over again. Be with us as we continue through this message series, that we can see the providence and the power that you have when we give our lives over to you. We ask these things in your son's precious name. Amen.